Thank you so much for calling in. Last week we began the limud of Sefer HaChinuch with Parshas Mishpatim, which is so incredibly rich with a host of mitzvahs, a diverse and large list of mitzvahs. So we had a chance to look at one or two last week. Billy Netter, perhaps going forward, maybe there'll be weeks when we step back to other mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim. But right now, we turn our attention to Parshas Truma, which has three mitzvahs. We look at the first of the three mitzvahs in Parshas Truma. It's the broadest, and it is, of course, Mitzvah 95, Mitzvah Tzari Hei, the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaBechir, the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, which the Sefer HaChinuch opens. You know, his first paragraph, as always, is a definition of the mitzvah, as we saw last week. He typically goes through four stages in each mitzvah. The opening paragraph is the definition, what the mitzvah is in brief, what the pasuk is. Second section is Sharashe HaMitzvah, the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. That will typically be our focus in Vishiurim. The third section is a selection of some of the dinim of the mitzvah, or at least some of the halachic issues. And finally, he wraps up with the closing paragraph. To whom does it apply? Where? When? Men? Women? Eretz Yisrael? Av Eretz Yisrael? What's the punishment for one who violates? And what does it mean to violate? Which is sort of a return to defining the mitzvah. If you did X, Y, and Z, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. If you did A, B, C, then you've violated the other. So let's begin with the opening segment, again, of the four segments, the definition, and we'll begin to take a look at the Sharashe HaMitzvah. The Sharashe HaMitzvah of this mitzvah are lengthy and beautiful, rich, and we may spend more than 1 week on this. With several weeks of Mishkan focus in the laning, we may spend more than 1 week on this mitzvah. Let's take a look at the very beginning. Very opening mitzvah Tzadi Hei, the definition of this mitzvah. Mitzvahs binyan beis ha-bechira. Sefer HaChinuch writes, "Livnos bayis l'Hashem, l'Shem Hashem, to build a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Kelomar, what does that mean? To build a house for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God doesn't need a house. So he defines, and in doing this, follows the language more or less of the Rambam, the formulation of the Rambam, Shani makrivim sham karbonos seinu elav. A place that's serving primarily two purposes. Number one, a place of bringing karbanos. And number two, sham tehiyeh ha'aliyah l'regel, v'kibbutz kal Yisrael b'chal shana. It's a place, the Beis HaMikdash is a place of bringing karbanos, and Beis HaMikdash is the destination of our pilgrimage. It's the destination of aliyah l'regel. That, he says, v'ozuli mikdash and v'ozuli mikdash, that mitzvah is recorded at the opening of Truma. Almost all of Truma is devoted to the details, but Truma begins with, we have a mitzvah to make a mikdash. We have a mitzvah to make a mikdash. Let's go a little further, then wrap around to read this carefully. V'zos ha-mitzvah kolelas ima ha-kelem ha-tzrichim be-bayis el ha-avoda. The mitzvah includes the furniture as well, not only building the walls, but also the various kelim that were required for the avodah within the mikdash, kigon ha-menorah ha-shulchan mizbeh v'chol shara kelim kulam, such as the menorah, the shulchan, the different mizbachos, and the kir, and so forth. The Rambam, in this definition, he's thoroughly following the Rambam. Let's begin with the end of the paragraph and move back to the beginning. He follows the Rambam against the Ramban that the mitzvah to make a Beis HaMikdash is not only the walls and the floor and the roof, there are the structure, but also filling it with kelim. And then the Rambam, and Sefer HaChinuch follows him in understanding that all of Truma is one big mitzvah. The Asli Mikdash is the mitzvah, and then the rest of Truma is unpacking the details. Like there's a mitzvah to bring Karbon Olah. And then the Chumash explains, when I say bring Karbon Olah, it means you do smicha, you do shchita, and so on, and you do Kabbalah Saddam and Zrika, and so on and so forth, all the different steps. But every step isn't a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah is bringing a Karbon Olah, and then the Torah explains the process. So here too, the mitzvah is making a bayis l'shem Hashem, the asuli mikdash, that's the mitzvah,
That's almost like the thesis statement. That's the mitzvah. Then we break it down into all the component parts of that single mitzvah. Now, going back to the beginning of this paragraph, he's quoting the language of the Rambam in the opening halacha and Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. We also, Rambam defines the mitzvah asui mikdash to make a place which will be a place of karbanos and the target of Aliyah L'Regel. So the dual purpose of the mikdash. I believe that the Rambam is capturing something profound. There is l'chora a machlokas Rashi Ramban about the primary purpose of the mikdash, of the mishkan, of the mikdash in general, perhaps, because there is a machlokas Rashi Ramban whether Truma Tetzava actually happened before Kisisa. Truma Tetzava records HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe about the building the mishkan and making the big dekuna. Vayakel Pekudei records Moshe telling to the Jewish people and the Jewish people actually fulfilling these mitzvahs. In between the description of Hashem telling Moshe in Truma Tetzava and the description of Moshe telling the Jews in Vayakel Pekudei, in between is Kisisa, which is the story, among other things, the story of the Egel Azav. So Rashi is of the opinion that that although Kisisa is recorded second, it actually happened before Truma Tetzava. The Tzivui, to make a Mishkan, it was a response to Chet of the Egel Azav. While the Ramban believes we cannot apply Ein Muktam Umu'uchar Torah so broadly, Ramban believes that if the Torah presents it in this order, then we should assume, unless there's overwhelming evidence, the direct evidence otherwise, we should assume that Truma Tetzava happened before Kisisa, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu about the Mishkan that was in the original plan, even before the Chet HaEgel. Moshe didn't have a chance to tell the Jewish people until after Chet HaEgel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that before, which, as Rav Schechter and others point out, means a machlokas, whether the Mishkan is a response to Egel or mitzvah is for Rashi, or for Ramban, Mishkan is a hemsheikh of Yisro Mishpatim, Mishkan is a hemsheikh of Ma'aman Har Sinai. Is the Mishkan primarily a place for seeking kapar from Archatayim? Or is the Mishkan independent of that? The Mishkan is meant to be a continuation of the closeness of Ma'aman Har Sinai in a more permanent, durable way. Less intense than Ma'aman Har Sinai, but far more lasting. Ramban says that's what it's all about. It's a place of a place of Shechina, a place of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have such a place, so then it's logical that should be the place of Hakrovas Karbanos as well. But that's the topic of Chumash Vayikra. In Chumash Shmos, we're looking at the actual core concept of Mishkan is that it's a hemshech of Yisro Mishpat, a hemshech of Ma'amar HaSinai, of that Kivras Elokim, of that Ma'amar. So I've thought for a while that it could be that both ideas are being captured in this language of the Rambam and Beis HaBechir Aleph Aleph, which the Sefer Chinuch quotes here, because he defines in his thumbnail definition of a mikdash, he says two things. It's a place of bringing karbanos and a place of Aliyah L'Regel. Meaning it's a bringing karbanos, define mikdash as a place of bringing karbanos, that's a Rashi perspective. Defining mikdash as the target, the destination for Aliyah L'Regel, I mean that's when you Klal Yisrael comes together to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's along the lines, I think, of the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Chinuch L'Chora are including both themes and both perspectives and both goals of Mishkan. Now that's the definition of the mitzvah. In the time that remains, let's begin to look at the Sharashim of this mitzvah. As I mentioned, the Sharashim of this mitzvah are usually lengthy. He has a lot to say about. He's going to talk about Mishkan, he's going to talk about Karbanos, and what's it all about, and why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu want this? Very, very powerful questions. And he has very, very thorough, thoughtful answers. And the truth is, this discussion is transformative. earlier this morning, my MTA Shir, together with several other YU Shirim, had the opportunity to hear of Moshe Weinberger speak in one of the Batei Medrash at YU. And one of the issues he raised is that it's hard for us to connect to these parshas, hard for us to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu through these parshas. Truma, Tetzava, Yaakov, Kudei. It's a challenge. And in Shana Muberes, it's an extra week, because Vayakal Pikudei are two separate weeks. We believe in Munah Shlema, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to include in the Chumash is of profound meaning for Jews in all generations. We believe that to be true. The question is, what is that meaning? How do we identify that meaning, and how do we plug into it? So the reason why the Chinuch has so much to say about the Shoreshim of this mitzvah is because he's really grappling with understanding. He has a lot of ideas that he's going to unpack, a lot of themes, a lot of ways in which Jews grow, certainly through building a Mishkan, through being directly involved in Avos HaKarbanos, and presumably to an extent, if you don't have the opportunity to be physically involved, at least to learn and to study. And these parshas become an incredible opportunity to, in some miniature fashion, connect to the growth opportunities that a Mishkan and the Karbanos offer. Now, not only does he have a lot to say in terms of content of the Shavashim, he also has a significant poetic introduction. If you're looking at the Sefaria version, every paragraph here has its own number. So he opens paragraph 2. We will take just now paragraph Aleph, paragraph 1. He begins Misharashe Mitzvazu, paragraph 2, paragraph base. It says Misharashe Mitzvazu Mashatir Besof Tverai. You want to know what the Sharashim are? The typical Mitzvah will say Misharashe Mitzvazu and begins to talk with the Sharashim. Here he says some of the Sharashim we'll get to in a little bit, Besof Tverai, at the end of my words. But he says, I need to give an introduction or two. Mi Yirasil His Karevel Mishkan Hashem. He says, I'm hesitant to enter the Mishkan. In practice, an actual physical mission, to physically enter the actual Mishkan, is the halachic stakes are high. Yadati kol ha-kareva karevim lo yizkadash limadai lo yira ha-bayis v'chai. A Jew enters Beis HaMikdash Mishkan without proper preparation. He is not ensure that he is tahar. A Jew enters Mishkan still tamei. That's chiyuv misa potentially. Gam ha-kohan nigashim la-avodah yizkadash v'vahol ma-kodesh lefnim. A Kohen, even if he's already Tahar, but he enters Azara to do Avodah, he needs to have a further process of Kiddush. He washes his hands from the Kiyar. He's going to go to Mikvah. And the Levim needs to prepare themselves. HaLevim, Acharei Hitaharu, Vayonef Aaron Osam Tenufa, Terem Yitnu Kolam Behechal Hashem. Levim obviously had to go through a Tahar process in order to enter Mishkan. And before they were inducted into the status of Levius, the Psukim tell us in Chumash Bamidbar, there was a whole procedure. Aaron did a tenuf on them. Aaron had to lifted every Levi before they had the opportunity to retain kolam, Be'echal Hashem. In that sense, to sing, but of course he's indicating also poetically to speak, to sing in the Heichal or to speak about the Heichal. Amarti gamani agirat sasi. Amarti gamani agirat sasi. I need to do that as well. Says if the halacha is that the Jew needs to prepare himself halachically, spiritually, to become tahar, and to further tefillah b'mikvah, to add kedusha before entering, so, and to lift himself, the Aaron lifts him, so he's indicating with his eye to the Sharashim of those mitzvahs. That tells us that Mishkan requires Hachana, a famous line from Rav Kook, in Kedusha Bli Hachana. You want to experience Kedusha, it requires preparation. You can't just casually stroll in. It requires thought, it requires physical preparation. And the Sefer Chinuch is indicating not only to physically enter the physical architectural Mikdash, but to intellectually enter the world of Mikdash. We're going to try to understand the ideas of Mikdash. That requires Kovid Rosh, requires a sense of seriousness, a sense of the gravity of what we're about to do, and it requires a sense of hachana. Perhaps not going to mikveh, but certainly a sense of focus and a sense of the vastness we're about to do. And then the next paragraph, paragraph Gimel in the Sefer edition, is also a poetic introduction. He says, and this is an introduction, actually, not only to this mitzvah, but the Sharasha mitzvah in general. So worth our while to take a look. Yadua davar mufursum beinenu ha'am mekabli ha'mitzvahs. It's well known among our nation, who have had the schus to receive mitzvahs. Yishiv and Palma Torah. There are 70 different facets to each aspect of Torah. V'chol echem and Sharashim g'dol rabim. Many roots. Each root has anofim, as branches, or perhaps he means as a trunk, and the trunk branches off to many branches, and each branch, each branch has many, many delicious fruits. Fruits which, again, poetically speaking, branches, a trunk and branches and fruits. What we mean is, nechmadim lahaskil libos. Glorious in enlightening our minds and hearts. Yom yom yotiu parach l'shoktim aleim. There'll be a new reference to the language, presumably of Vemata Aaron. There'll be a parach and a shaked. There'll be new blossoms for those who are shoked, for those who are masmidim, who work hard and learn this, but also presumably a turn of phrase, a reference to the shkedim of Vemata Aaron. There was a parach and the shkedim. There was a beautiful blossoms and the substantive fruit. Pirchei Chachma, the Seichel Tov, Kolei Naim Meiros, and so on and so forth. There's an incredible amount of richness. So many, in other words, he's saying, in prose, and in brief, that every mitzvah has so many levels and so much richness, so many different layers of the ideas of the mitzvah. And he says, that's ain kol ba'adam hasik tachlisa. No human being is capable of fully understanding the meaningfulness of any mitzvah. That's what the wise king at Shlomo HaMelech and Kavala says. I thought I could figure it out. It's remote from me. Now, what does that mean, though? So there were those who understood that meant that time of dekra, that I'm trying to understand the whole enterprise of trying to understand the reasons for mitzvahs, the meaning of the mitzvahs. Some understood the same. Human beings shouldn't get involved at all. Sefer Chinuch says, no. It calls it ein laharpos yadeho sikba. It doesn't mean that you should slack off and not try. Ki im ma'atim harbeh mimena yochal kula mesuka. Whether you get a lot of the reasons or a little bit of the reasons, whatever you get to eat, it's all delicious. It's all delicious. Sounds like a reference to the Mishnah of Rabbi Tarfon in Pirkei Avos. The work is not finishable, but that's not cause yatara shali batal himena. The fact that I can't complete all the work does not mean, therefore, I shouldn't begin. I should. Why? So exactly as the Sefer Chinuch explains, every bit that is so there's way more there than I could possibly complete. But every bit is valuable and precious. Whatever, there could be so many ideas, 70 ideas, hundreds of ideas in a mitzvah. So I don't think I'm going to get all of them. I wouldn't fool myself into thinking that I've completed the task. But every bit, the part that I accomplish is of incredible value. Every idea that I can draw from a mitzvah is going to be delicious. Kula mesuka. If I don't get deep in, I'll have a little bit. It'll help. The process itself will be healing, even if I don't end up coming to a conclusion. So he says, I realize that the mitzvahs are so vast. With the recognition of how incredibly valuable and extraordinarily deep every mitzvah is. Beyond me. Still, parti pilu da berba. Still, I'm going to open my, I'll have the audacity, temerity to open my mouth. So that's what Chazal indicated in Masechet Avodah Zarah. I'm going to give it a try. Now, that's his snatfos. So this paragraph Gimel was a fulfillment of paragraph Beis. He had said, right, paragraph Beis, he had said, we need A Jew needs to prepare himself to actually enter Mishkan, and a Jew needs to prepare himself to intellectually enter the world of the ideas of Mishkan. And that part of that preparation is this paragraph Gimel, this expression of humility, expression of understanding that there's far more here than I could possibly as a human being attain, even a great tzaddik, even Shlomo Melech. Doesn't mean you can't attain anything, but it's a recognition we'll get some every bit of time and decry, every bit of Shorash and Mitzvah that we'll understand will be precious, will be valuable, will be delicious. And with a recognition of the fact that it's always going to be partial. We'll never think that we have gotten all of it. That's in fact assumed to be the reason why the language of Sefer HaChinuch by most mitzvahs is mi Shorash HaMitzvah. Some of the Shorash HaMitzvah, just as when he says mi Dinei HaMitzvah, some of the Dinei HaMitzvah include this. He never gives a full survey of all the Dinei HaMitzvah. I'll give you a sampling. So mi Shorash HaMitzvah, what he gives as a reason for mitzvah is also as a sampling. And he opens the substance of the reason with an idea that we actually touched on last week. And Mitch, and we will pick up with this going forward. Let's just review where we've been so far. Most recently, an appreciation of the fact that the study of time and decra, which includes this mitzvah, but goes beyond, includes the entire sefer, all the Tariq mitzvahs, as a tree in Sefer Chinuch, is that every bit is incredibly valuable, with an appreciation that there's always more to the time of the crowd than a human being can understand. And an appreciation that in terms of Beis HaMikdash, the Asuli Mikdash, and the mitzvahs of Karbanos in particular, just as the Halacha mandates a sense of Hachana to enter them physically, it's going to be true that one needs an added sense of Hachana, of intellectual humility, as Achana to seeking to understand the ideas. And finally, let's complete our recap with the first paragraph, where we saw two important insights of the Rambam that the Sefer HaChinuch presents very succinctly, that this mitzvah encompasses all of Truma. In other words, the mitzvah of Asli Mikdash is not only the bare walls, but it's the walls as well as the kelim, the contents of it. The mitzvah is a Rav Shechter said once, not just to make it a mitzvah, also in mikdash is to provide a furnished home, so to speak, for Kadosh Baruch Hu, wall structure and the furniture, the kelim, and the appreciation of the fact that the Ram and the Chinuch see the mikdash as a two-pronged place. It is a response to Chet, but it's not only a reactive response to Chet, it's a proactive way of positively continuing that sense of kurva. Going forward, we'll have a chance to get to the sharashim of the mitzvah and see the ideas he sees in the karbanos and ideas that he sees also in the doing the work of building a mikdash. Thank you so much for calling in. Looking forward to be in touch. Have a marvelous, marvelous day and a productive week.